Let's bring in Duma Qubule, Founding Director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Duma, very good morning and welcome to the show.
How are you, Africa? Thank you for inviting me.
I'm very well, thank you very much. The President yesterday quite rightly spending the bulk of the nearly 2 hours of the State of the Nation address focusing on the economy and creation of jobs.
Africa, I was really confused by the speech. I read it again this morning, and I can say that it doesn't say anything about how we're going to get out of the current crisis as the economy. So let me just explain. Like, we've had a lost decade in terms of economic development. The number of unemployed South Africans between December 2008 and December 2018 increased by 4 million people. We are now 10 million unemployed South Africans. The unemployment rate is 42% for Black Africans, and in the Eastern Cape it's about 46%. Now, things got worse during the first year of the Ramaphosa presidency. We got the number of people who became unemployed was 1 million. There's a 1 million increase of unemployed people to 10 million rands over the past year. And that is three times the number of people who were getting unemployed for the previous 9 years. So in the previous 9 years, it was like 300,000, just over 300,000 every year, more people getting unemployed. So I think what the president was talking to wasn't grappling with the scale of the crisis that we're facing as a country. And I read through this, I listened to it, and then I read through it again this morning. There's actually nothing that the president said that will address the crisis. Even on Eskom, the unbundling of Eskom, let's even say that it must be done. It doesn't address the short-term problem at Eskom, which relates to the balance sheet. But he did say that he's going to have it. The finance minister is going to announce something. So now I've seen certain reports. For example, Nedbank is talking about maybe it needs about 200 billion, up to 200 billion rand for the bailout of Eskom. So we haven't seen nothing in the, what you call it, in the, I mean, that's the scale of the problem at Eskom, but we don't know after listening to that statement just what's going to happen to Eskom in that regard.
So you're not pleased at all with the, I suppose, the amount of time he spent on the infrastructure fund that is worth more than 100 billion now.
The acknowledgement
that there's 70 billion rand of foreign direct investment coming in within, what, the last 6 months of his administration. I agree with you, Duma.
Let's start with the infrastructure fund, yeah. So the infrastructure fund, when it was announced, I think in the medium-term budget, they said it would be 400 billion. And then it implied that that is something that's going to happen immediately. And all of us were scratching our heads as to where the money is going to come from. That's number one. And then now the numbers decreased from 400 billion to 100 billion, and it's 100 billion over 10 years. Now, so that's 10 billion a year. So it's not going to make much of an impact on the growth of the country because it's so small, if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
And then the
so what would have
disappointed? The other thing disappointing is that the president keeps referring to a stimulus and recovery plan, but we have an austerity budget. That is an oxymoron. They must drop this terminology of stimulus. And the people I know for a fact that the people in the presidency know that this is not a stimulus. They must just drop it. You know, yeah.
Duma, the reality is we are in part in the situation we in because government went on a spending spree where debt levels, even in Eskom, for example, went from 40 billion in 2008 to well over 400 billion currently, demanding then for government to react in the way that it did. Let me ask you this. What would have satisfied you? What were you wishing to hear from the president last night?
Okay, let's talk the economy first and then and take Eskom out of it. Yeah. So for the economy, ever since economics was invented 100 years, I mean macroeconomics was invented 100 years ago, there are precisely three ways you can revive an economy. The first one, you can have lower cost of credit, lower interest rates. Number two, you can have a fiscal stimulus. It has been done very successfully in many countries after the global financial crisis. And then thirdly, you can have a lower exchange rate. But that is tricky in a country like ours where we have an inflation targeting central bank that cancels out the impact of it. A cheaper rand, whatever. So there are basically two ways. We should have a fiscal stimulus. Number two, we should have lower interest rates. I believe that we should suspend the inflation target. We need emergency measures to get this economy out of the current situation. Let me just give you one more stat, Africa. We've had 4 years, 4 consecutive years of declining GDP per capita. If government doesn't introduce emergency measures to get this economy growing, we're going to have a 5th year of declining GDP per capita this year. And I don't think the president's speech was out of line with the suffering of 10 million unemployed people, the 30.4 million people in poverty. There was nothing in the speech. I repeat, nothing in the speech. The speech was all over the place. It was talking about business incubators. It was talking about export zones. It was talking, there was no coherent vision and strategy to get our country out of the situation.
Duma Qubule, we'll leave it on that wonderful, wonderful note. Thank you very much. Founding Director at the Center for Economic Development and Transformation. Do you agree with Duma? There was nothing in that speech, no vision whatsoever delivered by the president last night. 0211 883 0702.